Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder misplays the ball. That's an error on Snyder. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wilson moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wilson scores. Wilson moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 0. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. There goes Wilson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 0. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-1 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Minoso bunts in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-2 in the game. Fane hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fane juggles the ball. That's an error on Fane. Busby moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Groth scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Pierce moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Umflett pinch hits for Mickey McDermott. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Connie Marrero now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Michaels moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Joe Tipton. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald now catching. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Snyder applying the tag. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marrero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 4 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bob Boyd pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With 4 walks. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing right field. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severs moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Severs scores. Vollmer moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marrero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Hoderlin pinch hits for Connie Marrero. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 4 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Busby goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5 White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vollmer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.